This is a CKTZ News update. BC Ferries spokesperson Deborah Marshall says four new Island-class vessels will come into service on inter-island routes by 2028, augmenting the six currently in the fleet. The estimated cost of building each vessel is approximately $50 million. Marshall adds that one of them will serve the Quadra de Cortez Island route, nearly doubling existing capacity. Island-class vessels hold up to 47 vehicles and 300 passengers and are hybrid diesel and electric-powered ships. Marshall says BC Ferries has seen an increase in demand in the last quarter, and the need for more vessels was recently submitted to the BC Ferries Commissioner.
Back at the end of September, we submitted our Performance Term 6 submission to the BC Ferries Commissioner, and as part of that, we included our 12-year capital plan for the Commissioner, which includes building a series of new vessels. And included in that series of new vessels would be four more Island-class vessels. Earlier this week, we did issue a request for pre-qualifications to shipyards to notify them that there will be an opportunity to express an interest in participating in the process.
Now, would all these, again, be hybrid diesel and electric?
Yes, they would be sister ships to the six Island-class that we already have. Those are 47-car ferry, and they are diesel-electric.
Is the part of the need for this, Deborah, is it based on demand or is it just some vessels aging out in their lifespan?
It is both. What we are seeing is need for increased capacity on some of our routes. And with these four particular island class that will be coming into play in the future, two of them would serve the Croft and Salt Spring run. We would add one on the Quadra Island Cortez run, and then we would add one to serve as a relief vessel.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's good news for us Cortez Islanders to hear that one would be earmarked for our route between Quadra and Cortez.
That's right. Yeah. And it would occur during the next performance term, which runs from 2024 to 2028. These new vessels would come into play towards the end of the performance term. I would encourage anybody who would like to review our capital plan or to look at our submission to the Commissioner, they can view that on the BC Ferries Commission website, and they can certainly submit feedback to our proposal.
Great. Now, I don't know if you can pull this off the top of your hat there, Deborah, but I'm just wondering, the current vessel that serves Cortez is, I believe, the Taycheck. And with these new vessels that are going to come on stream, the Island class, understand that they can hold 47 vehicles, I guess regular size, and up to 300 passengers. Do you have any sense of how much larger that capacity would be compared with the existing service?
You know what, I don't have the Taycheck stats off the top of my head. I can pull that up in a couple of minutes for you. But yeah, the idea is to be able to provide additional service. Now, keeping in mind that the Campbell River Quadra Island run will two ships service starting mid to late January. So that's coming up soon, and that'll be two Island-class vessels serving that particular route.
Yes, I was just going to see if you could confirm that, because that's what we heard, is that those will finally come on stream in January, and we're all looking forward to that. I understand that the call is to shipyards not only in BC for these new vessels, or just other parts of Canada, but internationally. What's the deadline for any admission?
Yes, we did put out the call for interest to British Columbia yards, national yards, and international yards, and the deadline to express interest would be the 22nd.
Now, just one final thing, Deborah, is that I understand that BC Ferries has also just issued a release about pretty much a record second quarter, I understand, in both vehicle traffic as well as revenue. Can you just quickly outline that for me, please?
Yes, we have seen an increase in our traffic over the past couple of quarters. So that would be from April 1st through until the end of September. What we have been seeing is an increase in both vehicle and passenger traffic, and we are up about 4% in our vehicle traffic compared to a pre-COVID year, which would be 2019.
My goodness, and so that would be added revenue, of course.
That would be added revenue. There does come extra expense when we have to provide additional service, which is warranted. So there would be additional fuel costs as well as additional staffing costs. But yes, it's great to see the rebound in traffic since the pandemic.
Yeah, and I guess this also just helps to affirm this call for bids on building four new ships, because they're very much needed. Yeah, it sounds like the demand is there for it.
Exactly. Some of the older vessels are going to be timing out. So it's not only replacing them, but it's providing more capacity. We're also planning on building more of our major vessels to replace our C-class vessels. So that'll be upcoming towards the end of 2029. We would start to see those ships come into.
This is all very good news, Deborah Marshall. Thanks so much.
Sure. And just one final thought. The capacity of the T-check is 26 cars. So that would nearly be doubling the capacity on the route when we do add that island class vessel to the Quadra Cortez route.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.